Time now for your letters. Last week's story on the inflatable church in England prompted Richard V. Gilpin of St. Louis to write us about a similar church that was inflated 30 years ago in St. Joseph, Missouri. It was erected on a vacant lot behind the parking lot of the Belt supermarket, he says. The dome lasted about a year before some vandal slashed it one night. The pastor did not patch the building and the church did not reopen. Obviously, it takes more than a big wind to make a church. The Reverend Doug Prophet, and please do note the Reverend, from North Carolina, pondered, how long until he does the inflatable pastor? Well, maybe he won't need to, since so many are already plenty inflated. But just think of the possibilities. Always done on time, never flustered, always says what you want to hear, since he only says what you want him to say. Oh, the joy. Robin Camp of Austin, Texas, had a complaint about our note of a famous musician's 62nd birthday. Every year on my birthday, radio announcers all day long tell me it's Bob Dylan's birthday, May 24. I understood it when he turned 50, a milestone year, but every year, it's my birthday, too. It's Priscilla Presley's birthday. It's Queen Victoria's, Roseanne Cash, Patti LaBelle, Gary Berghoff, and a lot of others, I'm sure. How about the rest of us? We're sorry about that. Happy birthday, Priscilla. Finally, Scores wrote in beseeching Keith Devlin for more mathematics behind the Monty Hall puzzle. Last week, he included the famous example about Let's Make a Deal's three doors in our conversation about chance and probability. Here's a bit more.
If you're having trouble coming to terms with this, imagine there are 100 doors, not three. Now, your chances of being right are pretty slim. They're just 1 in 100. Now Monty opens 98 of the 99 remaining doors that you didn't pick to show you that there's no prize behind any of them. He can do that because he knows where the prize is and he can avoid opening that door. Now when he does that, his action can't possibly change your chances of being right. They're still 1 in 100. So where's the prize going to be? Obviously it's got to be behind that one last remaining unopened door that you didn't pick. And the fact is, when he opens those 98 doors, he's giving you extra information you didn't have at the start. And new information changes odds. That's, after all, why we try to get extra information before we make an important decision.
We welcome your information, extra or otherwise, at Weekend Edition Saturday, 635 Massachusetts Avenue, Northwest, Washington, D.C., 20001, or email us at wesat@npr.org, and please tell us how to pronounce your name and where you live. Who knows, we might visit.